those who we claim have specialized knowledge, 20 years, some 25 years, some 30 years, only to complete and age. They should have acted as mentors and coaches in the organizations they work for so that they can develop the skills of the young ones coming to take over from them when the time is due for them to go on retirement. So it is unacceptable, it is improper that they have a specialized knowledge no one appears to have, so they should be recruited on contract to be there. It is unacceptable, you see, for people to be making this suggestion, even as a suggestion in the society, that we should keep people who have over 60 years in employment again, when we know we have well over 2 million people hanging on us unemployed. So I don't think it makes sense. It is, if you retire, you must go, if you have a specialized knowledge, go and create a consultancy and employ people and help the society to develop.
Austin Game is a labor expert.
And still on the retiree issue, there have been mixed reactions from a section of the public on the Auditor General's call for government to halt the re-engagement of retirees in the public service. While some lauded the idea, others were of the view that government should continue engaging them.
I think the retiree should be given the contract to be employed in the government institution. For them, they have the experience. But with the youth, I don't think we have much experience. So I think it's good for the government to at least employ the old men. They have the experience.
Government come, government go. The same thing keep on happening. They only see the old folks working. They're recognizing the youth to take over the workplaces, which is wrong. Let's give them the chance. If they don't know, we should allow the old folks to give them the technical know-how to continue from where they left it. And they should come home and sit down. And then we'll use them as what? Reference to assist us when we are going astray.
If you are going to start working around the age of 30 years after university, and you have been employed to work for up to 60 years, I don't see why within 30 years you should not be able to plan for retirement. But basically after 30 years, the last 3 years, they are supposed to be reoriented to prepare for your pension. So that as you prepare to leave, you give way to our children, their type, who also have just come from school. You come and sit at home and manage your pension and give way for the youth.
Why am I saying this? Our curricula on grounds is pure theory. We do less in practical works. So we don't have much confidence in the youth. So we think, oh, now this man has been in the post for so long that he has the technical know-how, he has experience.
You heard views of a section of the public talking to Radio Ghana.